And we're speaking to ABC's Perry Rossum in Washington. What, if anything, was surprising in this hearing today? You knew Democrats would be highly critical and ask critical questions of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but what was unexpected?
I think two things were unexpected on the Republican side. Kennedy could not answer how he would change Medicare and Medicaid, as we've seen Republicans saying that there might need to be some deep cuts to those two programs, and Kennedy just did not have an answer for that. And then also on abortion rights, there were disagreements between one Republican senator and Kennedy over when life actually starts. So that's something that, you know, we did not really expect to see. But some of the other headlines is, you have Kennedy out there once again saying, you know, that he is supportive of vaccines after years and years of criticizing vaccines. And then he also today changed his stance on abortion rights. You know, for the past couple of years, he has said he is pro-choice. But then today he says that he thinks that states should control abortion rights. And this is somebody who was on the campaign trail as a Democrat in some of these states, saying that women have to be trusted to make the choice on abortion, even if it's full term. And today was a much different tune.
ABC's Perry Rossum, there's a second hearing tomorrow. We're expecting questions about Medicare, right?
Yeah, so this is going to be the second hearing, as you mentioned. This is the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. So unlike some of the other nominees we have seen so far that only had one hearing, Kennedy has two. So he's back, you know, being grilled tomorrow by some of the different senators. And after seeing, you know, some of the nooks and crannies that Republicans kind of formed with their questioning on Medicare and Medicaid, I think we can expect Democrats to try and really hone in on that and try and see what they can find to try and cast some, you know, I don't know, some questions on whether Kennedy should be confirmed or not.
And what's the likelihood that he would be confirmed? I mean, you face two confirmation votes in each committee and then in the full Senate.
So what's different about Kennedy's one, let's say somebody like Hegseth, who was at 50-50 tie, and then a dramatic moment, VP Vance came down and cast the deciding vote. We have not yet really seen any Republican senators who are speaking out against Kennedy. I know just for the one hearing today, for the one hearing with the Senate Finance Committee, it's 31 members, 14 Republicans, 13 Democrats. So he cannot lose any Republican votes in that one committee. But it seems like everybody's kind of falling in line so far. But we have to see what happens, you know. Things come up, information comes up, news comes up, and then this other committee could vote a different way as well. And then once it gets to the general Senate on the Senate floor, other senators can weigh in on whether or not he should be confirmed.
All right, we'll leave it at that. ABC's Perry Rossum in Washington. Thanks, appreciate it.